Don't know what I'm doing here. I barely recognize the pair of eyes staring back at me in the mirror.
I am an absolute sucker for the singer-songwriter. There's just something about bright-eyed musicians earnestly singing lyrics that they've poured themselves into about life and love that just sucks me right in and makes me hang on their every word. If you, too, are interested in this genre, allow me to introduce you or perhaps reintroduce you to Ben Rector. Beautiful is the first single off his newest album, The Walking in Between. The record, which was produced in part by Jamie Kenney and Charlie Peacock, is also partially self-produced, and it's the first release on Rector's own label, aptly named Recordings. The 13-track album follows his previous two independent releases, 2010's Into the Morning and 2011's Something Like This, which collectively have sold more than 70,000 copies. Both albums did well on iTunes charts, with Something Like This reaching number one on the digital retailer Singer-Songwriter Albums list. The Oklahoma native has toured consistently since his junior year at the University of Arkansas, and he now lives in Nashville. You can tell some of the town's sound has crept into a couple of the songs on the album, including the single Beautiful. The track is a reflection on a young love from years ago. Love songs are definitely something that Rector does well, and on this album, he explores the theme from various angles. In the tune I Like You, for example, he sings about his feelings as simply as he can. It's light and bubbly, reminiscent of that feeling you get at the beginning of a relationship when you first fall for someone. You'll also find the album's title buried within the song's lyrics.
There's no need to complicate it. Dress it up or overstate it. Without too much hesitation, here's the way I feel. Well, I like you, I like you, even when I don't try to. Yes, I do, that's the truth. I like you. 7 years is a long, long.
Another excellent example of a well-done love song is Forever Like That. While the original version is a perfectly lovely tune, the acoustic version is the best. While I have nothing but respect for a musician's ability to blend a variety of instruments together in a coherent manner that makes it sound like these noises were always destined to be married, the simple combination of a rich, honest voice, smart lyrics, and an acoustic guitar speak right to my heart. Rector wrote this song about his feelings for his wife of 4 years. According to an interview on his publicist's website, Rector says some love songs are so big, you wonder if anyone can really mean that. But this one is realistic. It says life is not going to be perfect, but I'll be there for you.
I won't love you forever, I do. I want to spend all my days with you. We'll carry your burden. It's your back. I wanna spend my forever, forever like that.
In recent years, the musician has found himself spending more time on airplanes, and while reading a magazine on a flight, he discovered an article that eloquently summed up the way he'd been feeling about making his new album. In the article, a distillery owner discussing his craft says, in an age when everything is less than authentic, here today and gone tomorrow, we stay true to the craft. We are not a flash in the pan. According to his website, Ben Rector hopes people will feel a little bit of that sentiment in the songs on his new record. In addition to love songs, the album contains musings on ordinary life. An example is Making Money, a piano ballad recorded in one take. Rector says he hopes fans don't hate him too much for being a little honest and a lot sarcastic in the wonderfully simple track.
And it sure won't make you happy, so I think it's funny. We're so concerned with making money. Money won't keep folks from grieving, and it won't stop love from leaving. So here's my two cents. What's the use in making money?
Skipping ahead two tracks, you'll find Sailboat, an incredibly relatable song about finding your way in life. Rector says he hopes the track says something that you felt deep down but haven't been able to express clearly, and that you feel better knowing that everybody feels that way sometimes.
I feel just like a sailboat. I don't know where I'm headed, but you can't make the wind blow from a sail.
When looking for direction, some people look to heaven for guidance. In a couple of the tracks, such as If You Can Hear Me, Rector explores a relationship with God.
Sometimes the devil sounds a lot like worry, treading a well-worn path into my soul. And it don't sound evil, though, but my head's burning, and I know. So if you can't hear me, I could use you right about now. If you can't hear me, yeah, I could use some peace. Because the devil's walking in my soul, and all I really want to know is you can hear me.
The Walking In Between showcases Ben Rector's skills as a pianist, guitarist, vocalist, and lyricist, as he reflects on everyday happenings like love and navigating this thing we call life. On his website, Rector says he hopes fans enjoy the record, that in some small way it becomes a part of their life, and that he will see them at a show sometime soon. If you want to catch Ben Rector in concert, he'll perform live at the Rev Room in Little Rock Thursday night. A month later, he'll be back in the region performing at Kane's Ballroom in Tulsa, November 3rd. More information is available at benrectormusic.com.
From a movie screen, but I tell you what I really